Welcome to Faith and Life Today, a place where your faith and life intersect with the issues impacting your world.
Faith and Life Today is a public affairs program from Life 107.1.
Now here's the host of Faith and Life Today, Jen Green.
Thanks so much for joining us here on Faith and Life Today. We are continuing our conversation with Leanna Simpson from Agape Pregnancy Resource Center. So thank you so much for being here. Part two.
Yay.
Right? You guys have so much going on over there that we just couldn't do it in one episode. You had so many amazing, powerful stories of women whose lives are changed because you at Agape are just being the hands and feet of Jesus. And I am always happy to talk about how women's lives are being changed. But, you know, it's really a disservice not to talk about the men. And there are partners who either want to stay or have stayed or eventually come back into the mom and children's lives. So do you talk to the partners? Can you tell me a little bit about maybe a fatherhood initiative that you've got going on?
Yes, I would love to speak. This is like one of my favorite things to talk about. So I'm going to share another story.
Oh, I like stories. Stories are great.
When God really started pricking my heart, because I think when we get into the pregnancy space, you've been pregnant, I've been pregnant. It feels very personal. And a lot of times we meet people that it's just them that comes in. So we think we're helping the moms and the moms are going to be single and this and that. So we focus really on that moment and we forget that it takes two. That's biology.
That was one thing I got out of that class.
That's right. Yes.
Science isn't my strong suit, but I figured that one out.
Yes, exactly. So in that moment, you're like, wait a minute. And so that moment happened for me when I met a young couple, and I'm going to speak specifically about the young man named Bobby. I met this young gal. She was in an unplanned pregnancy, and every once in a while, the boyfriend would come around, and I just really connected with him. I could tell he was seeking identity. He was very lost, but he really cared about this girl and he really cared about this baby. And so as I was talking to him and I had formed this trust-based relationship, I asked him one day, let me know, like, who in your life has been an example of what a man does or what a man is, what a father is? He goes, I have no idea. I said, okay, but do you have an uncle, a teacher, like anything? He goes, nope, never had that experience.
Wow.
And so I'm like, okay. I said, okay, well, what do you think a father should be? Because you want to be a father. He's like, absolutely. I want to be a father. I was like, okay. He goes, they stay, right?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, that's right. They stay. That's good. And I said, what else do they do? And he said, they're loyal. And I was like, good answer. That's a great answer. They are loyal.
It's true.
It's very true. And I said, what else? And he goes, they work. And I was like, yes.
All really good answers.
Yeah. And I said, what else? And he goes, that's it. That's all I got. And I said, what about the fact, for example, you do drugs, you know? And I said, are they clean and sober? He goes, well, I don't know. And we started down this, like I would point out different things. And I said, here's the thing, Bobby, those three things are really, really fundamental, but there's so much more.
Yeah.
There's so much more. And I said, you need to step up because being a good father is serious. It's so serious. And he started crying. And he said, Leanna, teach me to be a father. And of course, then I started crying.
Well, I'm crying now too.
Yes.
And we have a producer in here and she's crying too.
And I was like, oh my. And that was my moment. There is one thing I cannot do. I cannot teach a man how to be a father because I am not a father. I know what a good father looks like.
Yeah.
I know the ultimate father. So that story took me down a winding road. And so we're here. We're at the crossroads. We're at Agape. And at Agape, here are some facts that is shocking. When it comes to a life decision, a life and death decision, 70% of that decision hinges on what the father says, whether they come to the appointment or not. Whatever he says to her holds that much weight. Wow. Why? Because that's the power of a father.
Yeah.
So if that child is not claimed by this man, it does not matter. He has that much power over the fact they even exist for a lifetime, right? And then if you meet somebody who's pregnant with a son and his father at the moment is in jail, there is an 80% chance that if that son never even meets his father,
that he will go to jail.
Yes.
Wow.
That is the power of a father. So what are we going to do about it?
Yeah.
Because we see 900, like this last year, 975 people, right? 5,300 appointments, right? And we see less than 100 men, okay? So there's a problem. So we need to invite them, but it goes back to that original premise, which is I can't teach a man to be a father.
Right. And we can't expect them to do something that they don't know how to do. So somebody needs to be teaching them.
Right. Exactly. So right now, what we do is we do educate. We do invite boyfriends, fiancés, husbands to come in with their girlfriends or significant others. Even if they aren't together, we invite them to come in because it's important that you know how to raise a child. But right now we have all women on staff. Yeah. We have 10 women. Mm-hmm. So we
awesome women.
Yes.
But 10 women.
Yeah. Right. So we are currently looking and seeking a fatherhood program coordinator. Because we want to pour into this fatherhood initiative.
Yeah.
Because men need to be teaching men, right? So right now we have 14 men who come every week and they want to be good fathers. 14. And this is, we haven't advertised it. And so, yes, that's greatly lower than our women, but we have 14 men showing up every week.
That's 14 generations that could change.
That's right. And I truly believe men change families. They do. Mm-hmm. Men change children, just as mothers do also. Mm-hmm. But it is very important, whether a girl or a boy is born, the power or absence, the presence or absence of a father is going to impact for generations. So that is what we're working on, what God's moving us to do next.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is this an all call?
Yes. Pray and apply.
Yeah. That is, wow. Yeah. That is really something. Well, let's stop and do some practical stuff here then. If that is something that they have done, prayed and applied or will, or maybe somebody's thinking about, ooh, this person would be great for it. What do they do?
They email me.
Okay.
Director@agapedsm.com.
Agapedsm.com. Mm-hmm. Is there anything on the website about it? Or is this right now so new that it's basically an email to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
They could also reach out to us here at Life 107.1 and we can put them in touch with you.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And is this, I mean, could you take more than one? I mean, would you be willing to have more people on staff that would just be willing to counsel men?
That is kind of our next branch.
Okay.
So
sorry,
we'll
Jen,
have
a, thinking ahead. Long term, big vision, Jen.
Yes. But we're hoping to have a paid team member and then under him to have a team of non-paid men.
Okay.
Like, you know, Stephen's minister. I mean, men mentoring men and teaching men. So, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What else you got going on in that head of yours expanding at Agape?
Well, we are very excited about the hygiene drive.
We have a hygiene drive coming up on June 21st, which is going to be exciting.
Very. Because one of the things that when people come to Agape, they think we are the typical, you know, we meet them and we do the pregnancy test and we do the few things. Most people don't even realize we have two buildings, right?
Right. Yeah.
Most people don't understand that we absolutely have trained counselors and therapists. Most people don't understand that we really draw from the inner city. So we're seeing so much drug addiction, homelessness, trafficking. We've seen girls as young as 11. We've seen people as old as 49 that have been pregnant, and definitely an unplanned pregnancy.
Yeah.
And so it's, we've seen people walk in. I mean, this happened 2 weeks ago, where we're just getting the reputation that we are there to help. So we're so much more than what people think a pregnancy center is. We're more of a crisis gateway. And we had somebody come in and said, I know you probably can't help me, but I'm intent on killing myself. Can you do something? And immediately we're like, yes, come in, mm-hmm. and we will take care of this.
Yeah.
And we did. We've had people call that need extractions out of unsafe homes, and we've extracted. We've gotten people out of the city. We've done whatever it takes. If they're being trafficked, if you've been assaulted, like, we have done all the things.
Wow.
And so that, I think, surprises a lot of people about.
Surprises me.
Yeah.
We've been business partners for many years. Right. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I almost feel bad that I didn't know it. I'm just sitting here amazed, really, yeah. at what you guys are doing there.
Yeah. It is shocking what we're doing. And it's really based on what are we seeing? Where are we located? One of the things that, because we're so, our doors swing open, and we always pray every day, God, bring who you will.
Yeah.
Bring the broken and the lost, mm-hmm. the seeking and the desperate. Bring them to our doors. Let us be a beacon on a hill. Give us the ability to meet whatever we see. And out of that, I mean, every month, this is very sad, but there's a group of teenage street workers that work in the area, and they come every month to be tested.
Oh my.
And in that moment, it breaks our heart. What would drive a 15-year-old, a 16-year-old, a 17-year-old to believe that they are so worthless, that the only way that they can make money or make a living is to sell themselves? Well, they come in, they act happy and act like they're living the dream. And so we've been praying for opportunity. Well, last month, one of them came in not with the group. Mm. And it was in that moment we were able to peel back the truth. And she came in broken. Mm. There was no facade. There was no, living the dream kind of thing. And so that is what we're just open and available to meet whoever, whenever. And yes, our crossroads is unplanned pregnancy, but it seems like our crossroads is getting bigger.
You know, it's amazing. What, I mean? What you know? You're doing is just amazing. Okay. One more time. Give us the way to get in touch with you, mm-hmm. either if they need you or they want to help.
Okay. So if you're needing our services, what we provide, if this has resonated with you and you just feel alone and you mm-hmm. feel lost and you don't know where to turn, you can call us 515-255-0243. You can get on our website, www.ajapedsm.com. You can schedule an appointment, or you can just walk in.
Good to know.
Yep. And then,
If you want to help,
you can go to our website, www.ajapedsm.com, and you can go up to the right and you can donate. Or you can click on the Get Involved button, and that will drop down and it'll take you to volunteer opportunities, throw your own baby shower or hygiene drive, volunteer work days, any of those kinds of things. So that's what I got.
It's pretty awesome. Thanks, Leanna.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Faith and Life Today, a place where your faith and life intersect.
Faith and Life Today is a public affairs program from Life 107.1.